While the small wooden boats will take shark fins, clams, and fish, their main target is sea cucumber, also known as beche de mer, or here in Hawaii, as loli. Almost all of the animals will be dried and exported to China, Hong Kong, Taiwan, and Japan to be consumed in a soup alleged to act as an aphrodisiac. In the past, fleets of these raiders have shown up in Palau, the Federated States of Micronesia, and Australia, and lately in PNG and New Caledonia. All seven of the vessels detained this month were intercepted on a reef off Belep in northern New Caledonia, and local media quoted a French official wondering how and where the small boats were refueled to be able to stay at sea so long. Palau and Indonesia often burn the boats of illegal fishermen, but a fisheries advisor named Francisco Blaha told Radio New Zealand that while that looks great on television, it's not enough. Blaha said the key is to warn Hanoi to control its fishermen or face stiff penalties on its seafood exports to Europe. That will definitely get their attention, he said, because they depend massively on exports to the European Union. James Movic, Director General of the Forum Fisheries Agency, said its members will discuss how their systems to monitor tuna pirates on the open ocean might be applicable to the inshore fishing for sea cucumbers at a meeting later this year. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.